I am Phil Nee with news. Richland County Highway Commissioner Joshua Elder reported earlier today that there were no county roads posted as of now closed due to high water. We did receive information from the city of Richland Center that Bowman Drive was still affected near the Pine River, barricaded this weekend due to water over the roadway. Authorities say a weather-related tragedy in Geneva Lake, Wisconsin, left three children dead, even though they were wearing life jackets. The boat they were in capsized on Friday during a fast-moving storm. Police say seven people, including one child, were rescued, but emergency personnel were unable to revive the other children when they were recovered. The storms, which knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people as they moved across Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York, left about 750,000 utility customers without power today. Temperatures neared 100 degrees Fahrenheit again in some parts of the Northeast as more dangerous storms seemed likely. The United States of America is 250 years old, and many area communities are holding 4th of July events tonight. Lone Rock holding their annual celebration. Doc's DJ plays music from now until midnight. A raffle drawing will be held at 6, and fireworks will be at dusk. There will also be a concession stand. More information can be found at LoneRock4thOfJuly.org and on the Lone Rock 4th of July Facebook page. The Boscobel Firemen's 2026 July 4th celebration is being held at Crown Park. Activities include kids rides until 7, country-fied band performing until 7, Willie and Hank Kids Firefighting Challenge from 6:30 until 8, and the area's largest fireworks show will be at dusk. Concessions and food are available. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks. American Legion Post 223 sponsoring this year's 4th of July celebration at Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsboro. Donnie Razek currently playing live music. He'll be there, followed by a special performance of the play Oh Say Can You See, 250 years of American history at 7. You can enjoy various foods, beverages, and family-friendly activities until 9. There will also be a fireworks show over Veterans Memorial Lake at dusk in Hillsboro. Other area communities that will be holding fireworks tonight include Eastman, Gaze Mills, Lafarge, Mauston, Mesa Maney, Mineral Point, Platteville, Toma, Viroqua, and Westby. You can find the full list of fireworks shows on the Hidden Valley of Southwestern Wisconsin Facebook page. As communities celebrate Independence Day and commemorate the 250th anniversary of the United States, Ready Wisconsin urges everyone to celebrate responsibly and make fireworks safety the star of the show.
Bridget Straub, program coordinator at Children's Wisconsin Safety Center, says even sparklers pose risks.
They actually burn at 1,200 degrees. That's hot enough to melt glass, and they don't stop staying hot right when they stop sparkling. So that often causes other burns, and it can ignite clothing.
Kids can still be injured even if adults are supervising.
Just this past 4th of July, the Children's Wisconsin Emergency Department saw two blinding eye injuries to children from fireworks, and they were actually just bystanders. None of them had to do with lighting the fireworks at all.
Nationwide, teens ages 15 to 19 had the highest rate of ER-treated injuries. Children ages 5 to 9 had the second highest rate. The bottom line, says Straub, take your kids to see professional fireworks. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Heather S. Elsburnd, 46, of La Crosse. Today at approximately 3:30, a sheriff's deputy stopped a gray 2020 Subaru Ascent on State Highway 35 near Mallard Lane, rural Stoddard, in the town of Bergen. Upon further investigation, the operator, Heather Elsburn, was arrested and booked into the sheriff's office detention center for possession of cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of fentanyl, and possession of methamphetamine. Elsburn was also cited for non-criminal traffic violations. Elsburn, who appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court earlier in June, was released on a $1,000 signature bond and due back in court on July 8th at 9 a.m. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. A charge is merely an accusation. The defendant is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in court. The investigation continues by the Sheriff's Office. Iowa County deputies responded to the 100 block of East North Street in the city of Dodgeville to take Todd Deneen Sr. into custody on a warrant, with additional charges including possession of methamphetamine and bail jumping. Later in the day, the Iowa County Communications Center managed several emergency reports as well. Also, finally, at 7:04 that night, the Arena Fire Department and EMS responded to a tree that fell on wires in the 6,000 block of Lower Wyoming Road, causing smoke and sparks. The tree was removed and the fire extinguished with no injuries. The Richland Hospital and Clinics once again making it easier and more affordable for families preparing for the upcoming school sports seasons by offering sports physicals for just $15 throughout July and August. These discounted exams are available at the Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscatine Health Clinic, and Spring Green Medical Center, helping to ensure student athletes meet WIAA participation requirements while keeping costs acceptable. Also, appointments for sports physicals can be scheduled by calling 608-647-6161. Necessary physical forms can be obtained from local school districts or downloaded directly from WIAAWI.org.